From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an inside look at British Prime Minister Tony Blair. First, though, President Bush and First Lady Laura Bush are in London on a three-day state visit full of pomp and ceremony. Outside Buckingham Palace, the first couple was received by Queen Elizabeth II and a 41-gun salute. Security helicopters circled overhead. There were sniper guards on rooftops and thousands of police in the streets below. Also there was NPR's Guy Raz, and he's with us now. Welcome, Guy. Probably you're not in the streets. Probably you're in our London studio.
I am indeed, Alex.
But you've been in those streets, President Bush gave a speech today. Where was he, and what did he say?
Well, Alex, he spoke to a selected audience inside a banquet hall not too far from Buckingham Palace. And as you might imagine, it was received well. It was a selected group of people inside the audience. I think it was a sort of a combination, a charm offensive and kind of a historical survey of Anglo-American relations. And then every now and again, he would throw in some information about policy pronouncements. But really the cornerstone of this speech, I think, was to sort of reinforce the Anglo-American relationship. And then he went on to deliver a really vigorous defense of the war in Iraq, you know, almost as if he was sort of made aware of how divisive the issue has become here. But it was a forceful message. He almost seemed to meet his detractors head on. At one point, he was even acknowledging the quite large anti-Bush demonstrations that were taking place right outside.
Americans traveling to England always observe more similarities to our country than differences. I've been here only a short time, but I've noticed that the tradition of free speech, exercised with enthusiasm, is alive and well here in London. We have that at home, too. They now have that right in Baghdad as well.
Well, Guy, we've heard a lot about these demonstrations. How have they been so far?
Well, as we speak, actually, there's a fairly sizable crowd that's gathered in front of Buckingham Palace, of course, where the President and Mrs. Bush are staying. That crowd's nothing, I suspect, like what we'll see tomorrow. That is going to be a well-organized march. It's going to pass right on by some of the places where Bush, Mr. Bush and Prime Minister Tony Blair will meet. Earlier today, there was an alternative state procession, which was a sort of mock-up of what these state visits are usually about. There were floats decorated as pink-colored tanks. There was an actress who portrayed the Queen and an actor who portrayed President Bush, and they were in a horse-drawn carriage. And then, of course, placards calling for peace in the Middle East, addressing everything from Iraq to Kyoto. And I should add, Alex, that there has been a very sizable security presence in London for this event.
Well, what's it like there in the streets with the security? Is it a burden for Londoners trying to go about their lives and getting things done?
It is in some ways. I mean, I noticed that the traffic in central London today was quieter than normal. There's something like 14,000 police shifts that will be used over the course of the 3 days. And then, of course, the White House has brought 700 of its own people. In fact, at Buckingham Palace, there is a surveillance center that's been set up by these White House staffers. It's such a technologically advanced center that it, in fact, will block out the Queen's own satellite television set. So the security precautions and measures taken here are quite significant.
Well, we trust there'll be other things for her to watch over the next couple of days. Thanks very much, NPR's Guy Raz in London.